This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There is a corny and quite lame joke to be made here about setting up our lead story in 140 characters or less, but I am not going to do that. I'm just going to read you the first part of a tweet from Twitter this afternoon. That would be Twitter, the company. Quote, "We have confidentially submitted an S-1 to the SEC for a planned IPO." So, that. Queena Kim covers technology for us. Hey, Queena.
Hey.
So this is a big deal. Why now with Twitter? We've been waiting for this forever.
Well, I think part of the reason is that, you know, they've gotten about over $1 billion of investor money. And at some point, those investors want their money back, right? So there's that. And then there's a tipping point where I think if you raise enough money that you're going to have to start making a lot of things public anyways. So if you're going to have to do that, then you might as well just go public and try to make more money.
Well, let me ask you then about that whole disclosing things and opening the books and making money. I'm going to quote from their tweet in which they announced this thing today. They said, "We have confidentially submitted an S-1 to the SEC for a planned IPO." That word confidentially, what does that mean and what are they doing?
Well, there's this thing called the Jobs Act, and that's allowing companies to go public by only releasing a certain amount of information.
Yeah, this was the president's thing from earlier this year, right? Or it went into effect earlier this year.
Yes, exactly. And this sort of gives them a little time, like 3 or 4 months or however long it might take them to file this IPO, to maybe not give over so much information about what's happening. And as you know, like 3 to 6 months in internet life, you know, is a lot more, it's almost like dog years. It's a lot of time that they can start putting more of the pieces together, maybe trying to ramp up their numbers a little bit more. It just buys them more time.
Okay. Finally, when you go public, the supposition is you are going to make money. You're going to be able to generate profits and dividends for your investors. How then is Twitter going to do that in this medium that, you know, doesn't really give itself to splashy advertising?
All right with the advertising. I think their revenue is supposed to double to about $583 million this year. So, you know, it's not like huge amounts of money, but it seems like they are making more and more money. I think they wanted to hit $1 billion mark. A lot of their money is coming from what the second screen advertising is, what they're calling it. So what that means is, you know, as we're watching the football game, people are talking about it on Twitter. If you're watching the Academy Awards, people are talking about it on Twitter. And that stuff is doing really well for Twitter because it's what they're calling real-time conversation. You can sort of feel like you're talking to people as you're watching this stuff if you don't have anybody to talk with, you know, in your living room.
In your living room, yeah. So I guess I'm the only guy who ignores all those promoted tweets, right?
Right. I did it a lot during the elections, I have to say, and it was really fun to see what everybody was talking about. And I think they're gaming on people like me doing this for more and more events.
All right. Queena Kim, she covers technology for us. Queena, thanks a bunch.
Thank you.